What is the goal of life? Here he says, from Darwin or other people, chemical evolution people, the goal of life is the pursuit of comforts and pleasures. They say money is honey. One who dies with maximum toys is a winner. And that means accumulate, 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 one day you die. With all those things, leave it behind and die. And they don't know anything beyond that. Whereas here you see the goal. See, the Vedas say that just like rainwater, when it comes, it is pure. When it touches the ground, it becomes muddy and impure. But you can put it in a desalination plant and again bring it back to its original purity. Similarly, we are all souls are pure, but when we come to this world, we get lust, anger, greed, pride and such bad propensities. And then we all, indulge in wrong behaviors in this world. Like why are we going birth after birth? Anybody knows? Why we take one body, then leave it in second one, third one, fourth one? You know what is it like? It's like chiseling out the unwanted portions of a block of marble to make out a beautiful murti. So God is putting you through different systems in different bodies to gradually bring out the beautiful personality within you. Once you become fully beautiful, you are fit to live with God eternally. That's what the Vedic view says. See, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, joyful with God. Like here you see, when we forget God, we become mad after the glitter and glamour of the world and consider suffering to be enjoyment. People drink liquor and they get liver cirrhosis and they think they are enjoying. People smoke cigarettes. Already there is enough pollution outside. They put more pollution inside and think it's happiness, isn't it? So, whereas Lord Krishna taught all the secrets of life to Arjuna and the wisdom to attain everlasting happiness. So the goal of, actually, according to Vedas, the goal of life is sarve janaha sukhino bhavantu. You will align with universal laws. When you do that, you get everlasting happiness. It's called love agape, we call it. Love agape means universal love. You love all creatures. You have no enemies. At that time, you attain God's above.